Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh and there's Chuck and this is Short Stuff. Let's get started. Starting now.
Do you like puzzles?
Sure. Wait a minute. Is this
like literal jigsaw puzzles?
Okay. Yeah, I've got no problem with jigsaw puzzles. That's as far as I mean, anything these days, Chuck. Don't you know the world's ending?
Well, I didn't mean like, do you want to fight a puzzle? I mean, right. do you enjoy sitting down and doing a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, sure I do. I mean, it's been a while, but yes, I like a good puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle in particular. I like, say, like a very heartwarming one, like maybe a jigsaw puzzle of a Thomas Kincaid painting.
Okay.
Or of flowers or kittens or something. And nothing terribly hard. Just something like occupying rather than challenging.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of puzzles. I mean, I guess I did when I was a kid and then probably didn't for a long time. We weren't a puzzle family, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. There was one week in college where a dude down the street from me, a friend, got a big puzzle.
Right.
And it was just one of those things in college where you've got time and three or four of us got together and drank a lot for like a week and did this huge puzzle and just had so much fun. And that's the last puzzle I've done except for, you know, doing little puzzles with my daughter.
That sounds like a fun. That's a great puzzle story. For
it was a lot of fun.
I imagine that whole like weekend starting with a musical number where like your friend sticks his head out the front door. He's like, it's here. And you stick your head out and you're like, it's here. The puzzle's finally here.
Uh-huh. That's exactly
how
right.
it went down.
That's exactly how it went down.
This is a lot of jibber jabber for a short stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So we should just go ahead and get to it and say that a man named Sir John Spilsbury, they called him the Doughboy. He was a engraver in England and a map maker in the mid 1700s. And he gets credit in 1766 for creating the first jigsaw puzzle when he put a map on a piece of wood, cut the countries out. And said, here you go, teachers. Use this to teach geography.
I love things where it's just like, there it is right there. That was the first time it ever happened. That's the beginning of it. There's your origin story. It's nice and tidy. So it was kind of a teaching tool at first, but also people were like, it's kind of fun putting the countries in. Let's do this at home, too, or at our friend's house over a long weekend while we drink. So it kind of took off. And then in very short order, it also became a marketing tool, too, where companies would kind of, you know, maybe give away a jigsaw puzzle that was a photo of a mobile gas station or something like that. So they became very ubiquitous pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they still do stuff like that to promote your company. They can be little marketing tools. I know Kodak has one that they sell that they say is the world's largest at 51,000 pieces plus 28.5 feet by 6.25 feet.
None of those things are even close to
not the biggest at all.
No, they're really full of it, Chuck.
I think they can just say whatever they want. They're Kodak. What are you going to do?
I guess so. So, yeah. So Kodak does sell that one. It's like $400. And I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at. It's a giant, huge puzzle. Our problem with it is that they call it the world's largest jigsaw puzzle. And I'm guessing it's not just us who have a problem with it, but the people at the Guinness World Records probably have a bit of a problem with it, too. Either that or Kodak's lawyers were like, we have to word this just perfectly or else we could get in some trouble here. Because it turns out that this Kodak world's largest jigsaw puzzle is fairly mediocre compared to some of the other jigsaw puzzles that are around that take the cake for world's largest anything.
Yeah, there was one in 2018 in Dubai that Guinness recognized, And it was in honor of the Year of Zayed, mm-hmm. which is a year-long tribute to the person who founded the UAB. The UAE.
Yeah. Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan.
Nice.
I think I got it.
And this thing was 65,000, almost 66,000 square feet.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, like the pieces themselves are giant. They're like about a foot or so square. And, you know, the whole thing was it was like kind of light cardboard, but when put together, it was quite impressive for sure.
And Codex had 51,000 pieces in change. There was one in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam that the 1,600 students at the university there put this thing together, and it had over 500,000 pieces.
Right. So that was, I think, of a giant lotus flower, right?
Beautiful.
It is. So there's definitely bigger puzzles than the one that Codex touting is the world's largest jigsaw puzzle. But some people say, okay, that's great. Yeah, that's really time consuming. But any schmo with all of the pieces can put that thing together. Other people, and this is totally unsurprising to me, that there's like a whole subculture of people who are like, I want to be challenged by a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, you don't have to have a football field size jigsaw puzzle to be challenged. You can do it with some very small surface areas. And there's one in particular called Ice Puzzle 9 that's just 9 pieces, but it's possibly the hardest jigsaw puzzle on the planet.
All right, well, let's take a break there, and we'll tell you more about Ice Puzzle 9 right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 25129288 87, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky.
Have you seen this thing?
I have.
Have you seen the video of someone putting it together?
No, I saw a video of the guy putting Jigsaw Puzzle 23 together, or 29.
So this is a designer, and I think he did both of these, named Yu Asaka.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Ice Puzzle 9, it's a tray, a blue tray that's about as big as your two hands put together. It's very small.
Uh-huh.
And it's only got those 9 pieces, and they're, you know, they don't look like your standard puzzle pieces. They're sort of, you know, they can be flat in places and curvy just like a puzzle, but like a jigsaw puzzle, but there's just something a little different.
And you're quite right.
When you look at it, yeah, when you look at it, you think, well, how hard could that be? And then I went to a YouTube that showed a guy putting it together, and it was so easy. And I was like, how do people not get that that's how easy it is? And the only thing I can think of is that it's easy when you see someone doing it, but very hard when you just have the puzzle pieces.
Huh, okay.
It must be, because this famous puzzler, Chris mm-hmm. Ramsey, mm-hmm. took him 2 hours and 9 minutes and said that it was exhausting.
Right. And he doesn't seem to be the kind who would take like a dive for a puzzle maker. Like, he seems legit, you know? There was another one I saw, a video called from a guy named The Puzzle Guy, who, have you ever heard Croatian people speak English?
I think this is the video I saw.
Okay, so that guy did Jigsaw.
I think he was the puzzle guy.
He did Jigsaw Puzzle 29, too. And he had some real trouble with it. In fact, at the end of the puzzle, when he had the last two pieces, he was explaining how he couldn't get them to fit when he accidentally got them to fit and was actually surprised that he finished the puzzle.
Is that when the accent really took hold?
Yeah. But it's great, man. I love that accent. It's so great to hear
too.
Croatian people speak English. They just sound so just friendly and amiable. It's awesome. But as he was putting this together, one of the big problems with Jigsaw Puzzle 29, which was also made by Yu Asaka, as you were saying, it has 5 corner pieces. So one of the corner pieces actually fits into the inside of the puzzle. And it just seems to be extraordinarily difficult to put together. One of the reasons why it's tough is all the pieces are exactly the same. It doesn't form a picture. Or I should say they look exactly the same, not shape-wise, but color-wise. They're this translucent blue or whatever. So you just have to tell from the shape. And then some of the shapes look like they should fit certain sizes of, like, holes. Isn't that what they're called? The shapes go in the holes?
In the spaces.
Spaces. But they just don't quite fit. It looks very maddening. It was maddening just to watch the video.
Yeah, seeing Ice Puzzle 9, I wish I hadn't watched it and that I would have just bought it to see how I would do. And I think, and I don't want to give it away, but when he put the last piece in, the idea is that you have to get all the pieces inside that tray. It's not necessarily what you think of as a puzzle, which is they all fit perfectly together and form a perfect picture. That's the only kind of hint I will give, is that there can be space in that tray. They just got to all fit in there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That's a good hint.
I don't want to ruin it.
So speaking of ruining, man, did you see the video of Dave Evans from Dorset, England, who basically created the I guess it was certified as the world's largest hand-cut wooden jigsaw puzzle?
No.
So this guy, this poor guy, he created a jigsaw puzzle, an enormous one. It was like 20 feet by 8 feet. And if you're in the UK, it's 6 meters by 2.5 meters. It was just this giant puzzle. And he had it completed. He spent 2 weeks putting it together. After assembling, like cutting it, and then it took him another 2 weeks just to put it together. And he had it in this giant piece of plywood in his workshop showing it off. And somebody was filming it, and it just collapsed. And he walks into the frame, it just like about to lose his mind. He just can't believe that just happened.
That moment was captured?
Yes. Yeah, that moment was captured on video, and his reaction was captured on video. It's worth checking out, because you just agonize for the guy. It took him another 16 days with a bunch of assistants to put it back together.
Well, here's another interesting record, and these are the records that kind of crack me up. There are two people seemingly battling it out for the largest collection of jigsaw puzzles record. Luisa Figueiredo, I guess, of Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then Georgina Gil Lacuna of the Philippines have over 1,000 puzzles each, and they keep kind of going back and forth.
Right.
And this is just such a weird record, because the only thing you have to do is just buy more puzzles.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, like, where does it end?
I guess one of them's going to have to kick the bucket.
I guess so. And but then someone else takes over the collection, and they're like, I'm going to buy 8 more puzzles. I'm winning.
You would hope so. But I mean, like, you would hope that your arch nemesis would have enough class to be like, my puzzle collection must be destroyed upon my death.
Oh, that's what you do. Yeah, just set it ablaze.
Or distributed in a bunch of different pieces to different people.
No, set it ablaze. Don't give it to children who need it.
All right. No, how about this, Chuck? If you're in favor of setting it ablaze, you could give them to children in need, but you have to stipulate in your will that a piece is taken from every single one of those puzzles and those pieces are set ablaze. How about that?
Yeah, that's the worst. We've gotten a lot of hand-me-down puzzles, which is what happens when you have a kid, and all of them are missing pieces.
Well, you should just know not to even take a hand-me-down puzzle because it's going to happen, you know?
So you want to talk about this last thing, this 1,700-person puzzle?
Sure.
March of last year, 2019, more than 1,700 people got together to form the largest human jigsaw puzzle on record. And this one was cool because it raised awareness for autism spectrum disorder. Mm. And the piece itself that they formed out of human beings is the symbol for the Autism Speaks organization. And I think there were, I don't know if there was controversy, but that was surely no one like got mad about this. But the question did arise, is it a puzzle if it's just a puzzle piece?
And or Guinness, is it a puzzle piece if there's no puzzle for it to fit into?
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah.
And Guinness said, you know what this is, everybody? This is a largest human image record. In other words, everyone getting together. And when you look at it from space, it looks like something else.
Right. Some marketing research assistant saved the day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I guess the last thing we have to say about jigsaw puzzles is that that one great Simpsons reference where there's some people sitting at a bed and breakfast putting a jigsaw puzzle together. It's clearly of a donkey, and a woman puts a piece in of, like, the donkey's shoulder and says, oh, it's a donkey.
Right. It's like, oh, well, you're not watching What We Do in the Shadows, are you?
No, I'm saving it all up, I think.
All right. Well, for fans, just let me say that's like Jackie Daytona and his toothpick.
Okay, there you go. I don't want to know anything else about it. Well, thanks for joining us on Short Stuff, everybody. Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.